Bring him in.
You the quack?
What?
Are you the doctor?
Yeah, I'm the doctor. Get in here.
Am I supposed to take a couch?
No, that's only in the movies. Just take off your shirt and sit on the table.
What's my shirt got to do with it?
What? You here to have the tooth filled?
I'm here for the evaluation.
Oh, that, Mama. Not to worry. Everything's under control. It's all part of the test. See, you're doing well. Just fine. Had you going there for a minute, didn't I? So, what are you in for?
Don't you have my folder?
Of course. What do you think all these filing cabinets are for, booze? excuse me.
Isn't that my file?
Where?
There in the trash can.
Oh, that? No, of course that's not your file, but, seeing as how I need something to write on, why not hand it here? Thanks. Oh, you're the psycho. I mean, says here you, think you died, that right?
Hit by Skylab.
Yeah, we know that, but, it says here you think you, didn't recover. That is, you went to heaven.
Well, briefly, I was then sent to hell.
Oh, really? Well, hell, hey. My. Well, Mr. Mama, I can assure you on my honor as a doctor that you are quite alive and still in Auburn.
See what I mean?
Well, I want a drink? You can use it.
No, thanks.
Good. Then I'll just make mine a double. All right, where were we? Ah, yes. Your evaluation. I'm going to have to give you a series of tests, easy tests, most of them questions, like, what do you feel your problem is?
All right.
What do you feel your problem is?
Well, gee, I guess it's a lack of reality.
A lack of reality? Are you real?
Exactly. I don't feel like me. I feel like someone else or somebody's depiction of someone else. Like I'm a character in somebody else's drama or soap opera.
My God! I'm missing it this very second. Thanks for reminding me. Here it comes. Just warming up. No, I'm paying attention, really. I just like to have it on, that's all. You were discussing your paranoia.
Yeah, well, it's just that I feel like I've seen that show before. What is it?
I'm just an actor. This isn't my life. It's somebody else's.
Can you turn it up some?
Like, have a drink.
Do you mind turning that thing off? For what you're getting paid, I think you can afford at least watch me.
Oh, me? Of course.
Thanks. As I was saying, it's like I can't even say what I want to say, but what some author wants me to say.
Like you're reading cue cards? Like you're reading cue cards?
Exactly.
Listen, Charlie.
Joe,
I've known you for 3 long years. Your baptism, I was there. Your bar mitzvah, I was there. Your marriage and your divorce, I was there. I was always there. Harry?
Joe,
you're more to me than any other patient. You know, your grandfather told me something very important before he died.
But my grandfather's still alive.
Like I said. And he told me to tell you this if you ever came to me with this sort of problem. Joe?
Frank.
Frank, he said, let me be Joe with you. My son is... something's come up. Listen, I'll be back before you can say Jiminy Cricket. So don't go away. I'll be right back.
Be right back, huh? Jiminy Cricket.
Oh, and do make yourself at home.
Make myself at home in a doctor's office. Well, there's always the boob tube.
And tell me what you see in the designs the pictures make. Okay, what do you see here?
Am I timed?
No, of course not. What do you see in this one?
Do I get graded?
No, it's not that kind of a test. What do you see?
Well, what do you see?
I'm not allowed to say.
Why not? You said I wasn't graded.
Just tell me what you see. You're wasting time.
But you said...
Of course, it's a race against the clock, because you only have 5 seconds for each question, which must be answered in question form. Remember...
Calculated what each individual's portion of that deficit is, and if paid by the year 2010, it would be $33,500. Now, you're wondering, how are you going to save $33,500 in 25 years? Well, I'll tell you. If you tithe, as God prescribes us to in the Old Testament, and it's tax-free...
The Torah, it says here will come a man-devil, and he will not like Jews. Is this not Mingala? Is this not Mingala?
Yes, there were many horrors at the death camp of Auschwitz, but none so great as the infamous Dr. Joseph Mengele, alias the Angel of Death. But behind the facade of evil lies a more sinister apparition. Although the crimes committed by Mingala are too numerous to tabulate here, we've assembled a cross-section of atrocities committed at the height of his maniacal career. This in order to give you, the unbiased viewer, a better understanding of the man behind the surgical mask. What were his insane motives? How could one man cause so much suffering and death? And could this ever happen again? In the following recreations, we portray Mingala for the man he was, based on actual eyewitness accounts.
Twin, but the funeral director knows that we've replaced the deceased with this twin. Look as he winks at his brother's widow. No one believes her.
Good morning, Dad. What's for breakfast, Mom?
I'm not your father. And never mind what's for breakfast.
If you can call me son, I can call you Dad. Are those hotcakes, Mom?
I didn't call you son. And stop calling her Mom.
Oliver, you shouldn't scold our son the first thing in the morning.
He's not our son, Lisa.
Then why did you call him son?
Oh.
I'm sorry, Jerome. Had I...
Oh, no, it's nothing. Don't worry. I'll just take sugar. I probably don't need the calories anyway. Oh, my.
Good grief. I hate those creatures.
Agilman!
They are disgusting, aren't they?
Got him!
Thank you, Marguerite. That will be all.
Well, at any rate, I am hoping to find out more about this project Pierre is working on.
How many times has this happened to you? You flip on the radio, and there's another boring, nondescript commercial. Introducing...
The Mega Cart.
Is it entertainment? Is it information? Or is it an advertisement? Well, it's all these things and much more. Mega Cart has all the features you'd expect from those expensive big-name commercials, but for a sensationally lower price. Talk about features, Mega Cart has drama, comedy, satire, music, and fun for the entire family. What's more, it slices, it dices, it chops, grates, peels, slivers, cuts, it even makes Julian fries. How much would you pay for all this? But wait, there's more. If you listen now, we'll include in this unbelievable offer an autographed 8x10 color glossy of radio super celebrity Alan Prell. That's worth the price of the Mega Card alone. Now how much would you pay? But wait, there's still more. At absolutely no additional cost to you, we'll throw in recordings of some of the most memorable lines. Remember this?
The Mega Card.
Act now. You won't want to miss this once-in-a-lifetime offer.
To order before midnight tomorrow, call area code 205-826-5184. That's 205-826-5184. Operators are standing by. Dealers inquiries welcome.
Important. Tragedy again struck in Bhopal, India's Union Carbide facility. Plant managers released a large colored cloud of inert gas to drill residents in a new evacuation program. The natives, however, believing the cloud to be deadly, trampled some 400 people in a resulting stampede. Vice President of Union Carbide, Brian Jones, had this to say.
All right, so maybe the smoke bombs were a bit unnecessary. We just wanted to make it seem a little real. I mean, we did publicize the event on all the channels, that is, all the television channels, all the cable television channels, in advance. And we won't let it happen again, probably. We're sorry.
138 of those trampled are believed dead.
Why is Alan Prell Auburn's favorite call-in talk show host? Is it his lilting voice?
Hello, Alan Prell Show!
Is it his charm?
Your integrity!
Lady, you sound fat!
Is it his thoughtful, sensitive contributions to others' viewpoints?
I was reading the Plainsman, the editor was referring to.
Oh, really?
Ann White's.
Is it the integrity with which he treats all his fans?
Don't you agree?
Goodbye!
Find out for yourself on The Alan Prell Show during Mystery Playhouse, Sunday nights at 10 p.m. on FM 91.
Well, it's certainly been an enlightening show, even if we did carry over just a bit. Join us next week for Talk Television's favorite sports show, The Wild World of Sports. Yes, Alan Prell is next, so don't touch that dot.
And I'm Tony Benson.
And welcome to the World Probe tonight. Tonight's top story, twins born pregnant.
A man saws his house in half.
Richard Burton speaks from the grave.
Alien steal family of four.
And all the latest Hollywood gossip. So stay with us, won't you?
We'll be right back after this.
See, well, every Sunday we have to fish. Why can't we stay home once? Listen to the radio like decent folks. And I ain't talking about no Mystery Playhouse.
Woman, shut up.
I just don't see it, Cliff. I don't see it. What do you see into someone's noggin and listen to a show like that? It's indecent. Indecent.
Woman, shut up.
And I heard that some of them songs were sung by Satan himself. Now, if that ain't sinful, I don't know what is. Want some?
Woman, shut up.
And furthermore, I think some of them are gay. Not only gay, but communists and Nazis, too.
Woman?
Clem, look over there.
Woman, shut up.
Clem?
Woman, you're going to scare all the fish away.
I ain't worried about fish, Clem. It's something bigger.
was fully pronounced by everyone. Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Well, shut up.
It was a double surprise for pregnant mother Lisa Dixon when she received twins in Calladusa Hospital, California. But she wasn't expecting her children to be born pregnant. Doctors say the twins were supposed to be quadruplets, but that the pair were ingested by their siblings. That's what I call real family rivalry. Don't you think, Tony?
Well, yes, Annie, but at least they kept it in the family, unlike George Tuck.
You recall last week's winner, Bill Wilkerson, destroyed his opponent, Dick Gregory, giving him the sum of both showcase jackpots. $66,666 and 66 cents. This week, he faces himself. Who will win? Without further ado...
Let's try something else, shall we? I call this the word game. Now, I call out words, and you tell me what they make you think of. Whether things related or opposite. Whatever first pops in your mind. Ready?
Or not.
Uh-huh.
Uh-uh.
No, stop!
Yes, go.
No, I mean stop the game. I wasn't ready to...
If you answer three questions correctly in a row, you get a shot at the bonus prize money.
Well, I tell you, I just praise the Lord that we got tithing us. I don't know what I'd do.
I bet you'd be pretty surprised to get a bill from the IRS for $33,500. I wouldn't ever pay that now, I tell you. But you'd have to. See, the deficit has to be paid by every American.
If I got a bill for $33,500, I believe I'd burn that sucker.
Now you say that you're not a militant black, but look at you now.
My own eyes pick out 40 pregnant Jewish women. He laid them down beside the tracks, and then he proceeded to dance on their pregnant stomachs.
Joseph Mingala!
No one who entered the Angel of Death's Chamber of Horrors can ever forget his bloodthirsty experiments.
I wish to prove that a human body can withstand only so much pain. Indeed, this test will define the word agony.
If I live to be 100, I will never forget the look on my cousin's face as Mengele personally stripped the skin from his body with a sardine key.
While she's talking with Fred, we substitute her baby with the doll. Now you'd think she'd notice, but we don't give her time. There's Charlie with the car. Oh, ketchup everywhere. She's furious. She won't even accept Charlie's money offering, no matter how he apologized, till he says smile.
Morning, Mr. Douglas. Or, actually, I guess it's afternoon.
Mr. Kimball, I seem to be having some trouble with my tractor here.
Oh, that's too bad. My cousin had some trouble with his tractor last year. Well, actually, it wasn't really a tractor. It was more like a combine. Anyway, his combine seemed to break down, and, well, then again, maybe it was more like my third cousin once removed.
Mr. Kimball, I need some help with my tractor here.
Maybe it was more like 4 years ago.
Mr. Kimball! All I can say is that you better get the bugs worked out soon. I don't suppose you realize how much money you've spent on your secret already.
Who is Grapples Chabotsky? A professional wrestler who, after dominating the ring for 2 decades, retired to become the only honest, reliable reporter on the sport. A sleazy con artist who, in a desperate attempt to elude the law, found temporary sanctuary in Playhouse 91, reporting on the subject as honest as he, pro wrestling.
Hello, wrestling fans, don't you miss my live at the ringside pro wrestling report. Only on Lee County's Wrestling Headquarters, Playhouse 91.
Sunday nights at 10 p.m. on FM 91.
The following Mystery Playhouse selection has been rated G, approved for general audiences by the Emotion Sensor Association of America.
And mother too.
Mystery Playhouse will air this feature only on Sunday nights at 10 p.m. on FM 91.
Harbor claims that they will stay on strike until either the city agrees to a contract or rots under the trash.
We will stay on strike until either the city agrees to a contract or rots under the trash.
CNN News.
The tapping of a blind person's cane. An ancient symbol of mystery and dread. Yet what is the mystery about blindness? by the tens of thousands. We are living ordinary lives every day.
I'm an air traffic controller, have been ever since the big strike when they really needed people bad. Unlike other controllers, I've received a reputation for remaining calm, even when my planes disappear from the screen. I don't see what the big deal is. The NFB has really helped me up. Better get back to work.
We at Mystery Playhouse salute men like Jenneth Kernaghan. Not Jenneth Kernaghan, but men like him. Join our escapades here every Sunday night at 10 p.m. on Mystery Playhouse 91.
Golly gee, Batman. Isn't this a little posh for the dynamic duel? I mean, a reception party for the new millionaire in town seems more like a Bruce and Dick affair.
Correct, Robin, but this mystery millionaire wishes to sponsor crime awareness.
What's that?
Surprise, kiddies! It's the Joker! So glad you could all make it. Ah, Mrs. Rich, what a fine diamond necklace you have. Permit me to check it for you. So many lost derelicts about, you know. Oh, Batman and Robin, I meant no offense.
Joker, so you're behind all this?
Of course, that's the joke. Now I'm the new millionaire in town.
You'll never get away with this.
Sorry, I already have. But here's a little party favor to amuse you while I'm gone. Batman!
I know, Robin. I can't move either.
It looks bad. Real bad. Mystery Playhouse. Sunday nights at 10 p.m. on this Bat Station.
Hello, kiddies. It's Uncle Al. Welcome back to the Alan Prell Show.
Princess Leia, before your execution, I would like you to be my guest at a ceremony that will make this Death Star fully operational. Since you are reluctant to provide us with the location of the rebel base, I have chosen to test our destructive power on your home planet of Alderaan.
No! Alderaan is peaceful. We have no weapons. You can't possibly...
You prefer another target, a military target, then name the station. I grow tired of asking this, so it will be the last time. Where is the Mystery Playhouse?
FM 91. Sunday nights at 10 p.m. on FM 91.
There. You see, Lord Vader? She can be reasonable. Continue with the operation. You may activate when ready.
What?
You're far too trusting. Arvin is too remote to make an effective demonstration, but don't worry. We will deal with your rebel friends soon enough.
No!
Activating audio death waves now.
Join the force against commercial radio. Mystery Playhouse 91.
Oh, and now our Inside Hollywood Roundup. Here's Roger Barrett.
Thank you, Tim. Hollywood Roundup tonight includes a special gala interview with sex star Tom Selleck, which I had the honor of interviewing last week. So without further ado...
I'm no good for you. I drink, swear, and track mud from my boots on your carpet. I'm nothing but a second-rate cowboy on a second-rate cattle drive. Sandra Dee said these words in what 1962 beach...
You want me to have an orderly disorder you?
Well, I was...
Sit down!
Freeze, both of you. What are you doing here?
We were looking
for
something.
We were completely lost.
We were looking for something we completely lost.
Like what?
The exit.
Don't you know Haley Center's off limits after midnight?
Yes. No. Yes, it is, but no, we didn't know.
Hey, I recognize your voice. You're the one on Mystery...
Playhouse.
Yeah.
No.
No?
We never heard of it.
I'm on it, too, though.
On what?
On the show that neither of us are on.
Right.
Come on, I listen to you on WEGL Sunday nights at 10 o'clock.
We never heard of it.
Or the punk music we play.
Aha! How'd you know they played music?
Weagle's a radio station, and our radio stations play music.
And we hate music, therefore we couldn't be on our show to play it.
Are those records under your arms?
Do we look like the sort to sneak in the Weagle after hours?
You seen our passkey?
To rip off our own album.
Plus some other people's.
And try to collect on the insurance?
All right, up against the wall, hands high.
Mystery Playhouse Sunday nights at 10 p.m.
All right, we're back. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now for more rules. If you have...
Our survey showed only 3% of America is for the killing, while 97% is pro-life. Now this is a cross-section of all Americans in our audience, and yet the Supreme Court still will not listen to the mandate of 97% of the people. Now, this...
My son, the lawyer, he calculated how much Joseph Mengele would owe if sued under modern legal standards for malpractice. Mengele would owe $1.897 million to the ninth exponent dollars each.
The Holocaust Network will return to Mengele, the man, the maniac, after this.
Hey, Frankie, I'm not crazy about this new job parking airplanes.
Yeah, but what if you are the stewardesses from down here?
Yeah, but these jet engines are giving me one heck of a headache.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. You're talking pain, Ernie.
Yeah, it's like the other night. I was sitting at home, and my ear was a little clogged. So I took the,
Dipstick from your Buick?
Yeah, and I started shoving it in my ear.
Ooh, sounds painful.
Sure, but then I got curious. I wanted to see how far it'd go, so I really started shoving.
Not with both hands?
Yeah, only it kind of hit a wall. So I got one of those,
Sledgehammers?
Yeah. Boy, was that painful. I hate when I do that.
I know what you mean. It's like last Sunday evening. 10 o'clock, I was sitting at home, right? Minding my own business when I flipped on the,
Radio?
Right. Only it was tuned to FM 91 and some show called,
Mystery Playhouse 91?
Yeah, that was it. I hate when that happens.
Oh, Frankie, that sounds painful.
It's a lot of fun, Ernie, but it hurts like hell.
By 1943, the German death machine moved into place with typical efficiency. Auschwitz was a camp for killing, and its victims were the most benign and compassionate race of all, the Hebrew race. What Mengele did to the Jews was the cruelest thing possible. He separated families.
This I saw with my own eyes. Poor naked Jewish infants struggling through the icy snow to pull Mengele's sleigh on Christmas Day.
I remember when we got off the train. The lines of innocent Jews were making their way towards the gas chambers. Then he became God, deciding who would live and who would die.
My blonde pretty, you shall live in my laboratory!
Knuckleheads, why'd you set the alarm so early? Trying to kill us?
I wanted to get up and watch Mystery Playhouse.
Shout ahead, that's at 10 p.m.
Oh!
Hey, you can't do that to him, it's unfair. Oh, jealous, eh?
Oh. Hey, someone's at the door.
You're right, kid, let's answer it. Recede, after me.
Hey, it's a lady.
That's no lady, that's the landlady.
Looks more like a landslide to me.
Shut up, you.
Why, you loafers are 2 months behind in the rent.
Two? Do I hear three?
I'll give you three.
Three reasons to tune in Mystery Playhouse Sunday nights at 10 p.m. on FM 91.
Back again with more Candid Camera. Now, some of you may remember this classic. Yes, it's the mailbag scam. Now, all...
Operator!
I'm sorry, I have to disconnect you. This is the operator's line.
But operator!
All right, Larrabee, send it 86.
Hi, Chief. I've completed my investigation of radio chaos.
All right, Max, let's have it.
I'll tell you on my shoot telephone.
No, I want it straight, Max.
Right, Chief, but not without the cones of silence.
No, Max, not the cones of silence.
Sorry, Chief, but this is secret agent business.
All right, Max, the cones of silence it is.
Sorry, Max, I can't hear you. Sorry, Chief, I can't hear you. Let's remove the cones of silence.
Let's remove the cones of silence. Enough of this. What time is it on?
Would you believe they call it Mystery Playhouse 91 because it's on FM 91?
What time is it on, Max?
Would you believe they play chaotic music and...
What time is it on?
Right. Sunday nights from 10 to 12.
It's still Sunday, isn't it? What's the time?
Midnight, Chief. You missed it by that much.
Max!
Stay tuned for more Monster Madness with The Fly.
after these messages.
Oh, Bruce, you're such a brilliant scientist, destined for fame and fortune. Why don't you settle down, have a wife, make some kids?
Well, Betty, why don't we listen to the radio a bit?
You're so big, strong, green, what is green?
Hold not like computer!
Mystery Playhouse 91, Sunday nights at 10 p.m., enough to bring out the beast in anyone, Excelsior!
3 months in the making, but it's finally here. Mystery Playhouse 91 presents...
The Mega Car.
With action! Excitement!
Batman!
Violence!
Ooh, ooh!
Sex!
Come some!
Humor!
No, we didn't know.
And much, much more.
That sounds painful.
So whatever your plans, change them to see...
The Mega Car.
Overplayed soon at a station near you.
However, if they said that, I have no comment.
You must concede there is a controversy surrounding...
I know that. It's so funny that you think I wasn't aware of that. Mystery Playhouse is controversial. We never denied that.
But you must accept responsibility for the actions your client show encourages.
Oh, must I? Tell that to some of our listeners who desperately need entertainment.
But it's a known fact that Playhouse 91 broadcasts punk music.
I know that.
And that it airs every Sunday night at 10 p.m.
I know that.
On your client's station, WEGL.
I know that.
And that
it's
the
so
FCC is investigating Playhouse 91 for contributing to the delinquency of minors.
I didn't say that. You said that.
Well, why are you being so defensive?
I'm not being defensive. You're being defensive. Perhaps the FCC should investigate you and all the lies you purport, as well as how facially uninteresting you are.
Well, I see we're getting nowhere. Thank you for being with us, Mr. Thurm, and good luck with the grand jury.
Grand jury? What grand jury? Who said anything about a grand jury?
And thank you, CNN affiliate KUNT. The trade...
You're the stupidest person in existence. Goodbye, Alan Prell Show.
Wild.
Oh, Mr. Freeze.
I will turn Gotham City into a frosty freezy. Unless...
That's nice. Alan Prell Show. Oh, Riddler. Got a riddle for us today?
Riddle me this. Prell.
Uh-huh.
What is music?
Uh-huh.
Comedy.
Uh-huh.
And lies.
I give up. Alan Prell Show.
Surprise, everyone. It's the Joker.
New invention, Joker?
Ah, but you like this one.
Uh-huh.
I devised it and named it just for you.
Really? You're joking.
Yes, I call it my Alan Wrench.
Uh-huh, and what does it do?
Goodbye, Alan.
Oh, where am I going?
The Joker Show. You're on the air.
Mystery Playhouse, Sunday nights at 10.
The only thing more obnoxious than Alan Prell.
Well, that's all for our interview this week. That Tom Selleck is really something, isn't he? Well, next week we'll be interviewing Mel Gibson, one of my favorite celebrities. So, back to you, Tony.
Thank you, Roger. And from all...
...worth 500 big points. American politician Shirley Chisholm looks like a man. What is the name of that man?
Bill?
John Houseman.
Correct. You get 400 points.
Wait, I thought you said it was worth 500 points.
Correct. That's another 100 points.
Now this won't hurt a bit. Just watch the watch. You're getting very sleepy. Your eyelids are getting heavy. So heavy. So...
I don't believe this. And they institutionalized me? I'm getting out of here. This is absolutely...
So if you haven't got any questions, we're ready to start the game.
Who, me? Oh, I'm sorry. I must have been somewhere else. Could you repeat the rules, please?
Might as well just add an R. Because this evolution is just a springboard for Marxist Leninists to destroy the fabric in which this great country is made of.
Absolutely. And your Louisiana bill would legalize creationist theory in our schools, am I right?
Exactly.
Amen to that. Now our next guest is, I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
No, it's all right, it's Joe Mama.
Forgive me, Joe, but what is it that you've,
No, I went to heaven.
Oh, well, now have a seat.
No, I really must.
He was a doctor, but hardly what could be called a healer. On one particular day, known grimly as Blue Sunday, Joseph Mengele, in a wicked frenzy, attempted to celebrate Hanukkah. He personally strangled thousands, perhaps millions of Jews with his own bare hands in a single day.
Still! My hands are getting chilled!
Excuse me, but could you point to the nearest exit?
The chimney!
No, I mean, I'm not supposed to be here.
Are you not Jewish?
Well, as a matter of fact...
Now they're beginning to suspect maybe our pilot is sick.
Yeah, and now...
Who
are you? What do you saw the ruckus?
Mr. Fox?
Yes?
I think that door's for you.
I promise you, folks, I don't know anything about this. If there's one thing you know to expect on Candid Camera, it's you never know.
I'm not interested, Mr. Haney. You can sell this man one.
Ah, that man looks like he could use one of my deluxe time machines. Only $4.95 plus a future tax of $59.88. No, I don't need a time machine. I just need to get out.
Well, lucky for you, it doubles as a flying machine. Care to demonstrate?
Help me! I'm caught in a web!
Oh, my God. That's my brother Pierre caught in the spider's web. I can't allow this ungodly meshing of science and nature.
I'm not Pierre. I'm Joe. Mama, help me!
Oh, my God.
At Mystery Playhouse, we believe in capitalism. And when you tune into our show, you can rest assured that not one of your hard-earned U.S. dollars is being shipped abroad to feed foreigners. That's Mystery Playhouse, Sunday nights at 10 p.m. on this great station. American and proud of it.
I'm here.
What do you want? Who are you?
I'm Joe Mama.
No, I'm Joe Mama.
There can't be two of us now, can there be?
What do you want?
Just put your hands on the screen.
Why should I listen to you?
It was your idea.
Well, I know that. Like this? Congratulations. How does it feel to be a real television star?
Wait a minute. What did you do? Where am I?
So long, sucker. I'm cutting out of here.
Hey, wait. Where are you going? You can't leave me in here.
Later, loser.
Later, loser. Now I know I'm crazy.
Sorry it took so long, but we just got the results from your test back, and guess what? Schizophrenic. That's great news. In psychiatry, recognizing the problem is half of it. Now all we have to do is worry about that other half. A little professional humor there, but seriously, between you and me, the three of us can work this out. Hey, where are you, George?
Joe?
I'm
over here, to your right.
Wait a second, I can't hear you for all this static. I'm going to have to turn the television off.
No, not the television. Anything but the television. Please, don't...